This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We extend a warm welcome to the Christian Crusaders radio and internet ministry. Jesus once told the people, "Have no fear, little flock, for the Father desires to give you the kingdom." To whom was he making this promise? Are we all part of God's flock? Stay with us today as we talk about what it means to be a member of God's little flock.
We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have given to us the opportunity to live in the kingdom of God, both now and forevermore. We thank you that it is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone, who has come here to suffer and to die and to be raised again, that we may be your children both now and forevermore. Bless us, O God, as we study your word today. We ask that we may be drawn closer and closer to that kingdom. For those of us who are members of that kingdom, strengthen us in our faith. God, we need it, and forgive us our sins. And for those who linger yet to make the decision, grant them the grace to do just that today. This is our prayer that we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends in Christ, I want you to imagine that it's a Sunday morning and you are in the church. Time for the worship service to start. People have gathered, the hymns have been sung, you've been using the liturgy. All is going well, and now it is time for the sermon. The pastor, or one he has delegated, gets into the pulpit and he reads the gospel. "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Send your possessions and give them to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in the heaven that will not be exhausted, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Those are the words of our text for today, and we might ask the question, to whom is that parable being spoken to? If you go over to the next section of this chapter, you'll find Peter, who is somewhat amazed. Lord, are you telling this parable to us or to everyone? In other words, Peter was kind of bothered. He saw all these people out there, perhaps by the hundreds, and Jesus is telling them that he's going to give them the kingdom. He's pleased with their life as far as becoming a follower of his, when they really aren't. To whom are we preaching? That's what Peter wanted to know. And that's what I have wanted to know for a long, long time. As I have sat in my study and looked at that text and read commentaries on it and so forth, and then envisioned where I would be on a Sunday morning with a couple of thousand people in front of me, was everybody included? Were they all people that were receiving the commendations from our Lord Jesus as he told them that they would receive the kingdom? Of course not. Not according to the other teachings of our Lord Jesus, this is not it at all. But he said to them, do not be afraid. The whole gang was in front of them. And the preacher on Sunday morning is there, do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. And while you're not to be judging, it is pretty evident that they are not there because they really want to hear that gospel again. They can let that go. But there are other things that they like. Is everyone in church on Sunday a part of the little flock? That's the question that I want to ask today. There was a great old biblical scholar by the name of J.C. Ryle. J.C. Ryle has helped a great deal for me to understand who is the little flock. He begins by saying on a Sunday morning, or any other time when a group of Christians meet, the believers in Christ Jesus from their heart, they are the little flock. They are the group that Jesus is talking to. And he says to them, do not be afraid. Little flock, I'm with you. Oh, how I love that verse. As Jesus said, everything is all right. You're a part of the little flock. I'm with you. For your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. He has given me and those who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ the kingdom of God. That means a place where he is being felt every bit of the way. He is being assuring and telling us that when we breathe our last breath, we shall be in the kingdom of heaven. Not so long ago, as I told you, I've told you, I can't seem to get over telling it. Probably it's a part of my grieving. That I could see my wife take her last breath. And now I wonder, what did she see today? I went to a wedding a few weeks ago. I know she would love to have been there. It was her niece, whom she loved so dearly, and the man that she had met and wanted to make her husband, who would be married. But she wasn't there. She didn't have a chance to see it. But she was a part of the little flock. And what goes on after that last breath in the presence of Jesus, I do not know. But I know she is with him. That's a part of the little flock. And right there he has promised to give them the kingdom. So there's no question about that. But not everybody who sits in that church on a Sunday is a part of the little flock. And that is what we have to remember. Someone has quoted a poll that was taken once. Now, how you can know to the extent of putting it out as a poll whether you have Jesus in your heart or not, I don't personally believe. But they came up with about 24% of the people who are in a worship service on a Sunday morning, some less and some more. But on an average, about 24% are believers committed to Jesus Christ and live in a personal relationship with him. I'm going to just take that 24% and play on it. But don't think that I have any knowledge of how many are in that little flock group when they come to any church, in our church or whatever church it may be. There are those who, for example, come to please others. I used to hear this real often when I was counseling them for their marriage. And I would say to the man, are you a member of a church? No, I'm not, but I'm going to join this one. I come to church every Sunday. Until he met this young lady, he never went to church. His family didn't go to church. And I don't think that at that particular time he really had any intentions of going to church either after they had been married. But what was he trying to do? He was trying to impress those that he would become a good part of the church, though he had no intentions of doing it. Some of these people are there on a Sunday morning. And the man or the woman who is preaching the sermon has an opportunity to go to them, but he can't just say to that type of a person, the Father has given you a kingdom. He could say the Father wants to give you a kingdom, but you have not accepted it. But that's quite a bit different. Coming to please others. There are those who are not necessarily real believers in Christ Jesus, but they enjoy coming to church. It makes me feel good to get the day started right and the week by going to church and to be quiet for an hour and listen to that wonderful music that has come down through the ages and that beautiful organ and the man or the woman who can play it. And then the choir that sings the traditional old anthems, I love it. And I also love going to another service where there is some of the more contemporary music. Listen to what they're singing. It's a bit different style, but see the words that are being spoken. Ah, yeah. It's a great place to be, if for nothing else, just for music. It's the quietness. The stillness of that room of which you find yourself. Do you believe in Christ? Well, I think he's a good man, but that's not really why I come. I come more for the aesthetic end of it. There are those who come because it's a tradition. And you'll hear the lady say, well, in our family, we always went to church. I was baptized as a baby. Then I came along to my beginning teen years, and I was confirmed. It was just the family's way of doing things. We never talked much about the faith in our home. We never talked about being saved or lost. But, yeah, I am a part of the church. Then may I ask you this, my friend? Have you come to that place in your spiritual life where you're sure that if you should die tonight, you would go to heaven? And she smiles and says, "Oh, I hope so. I want to. I hope so." But why do you doubt it when Jesus had said so clearly, "I'll give you the kingdom"? In my text today, he says it, "I will give you the kingdom. It's yours." Well, I never have really had a time when I felt that I accepted him. Well, we have to leave that to God. But are they a part of the little flock and still do not know that they're in the little flock? You see how it's a kind of a wrestling match to know what to say to a large congregation on a Sunday morning when 24%, give or take, are members of the kingdom of God by trusting in Jesus Christ and others are not? Well, you say the sermon must have had something in it for all, don't you think? And I hope and pray that it has, for that was what I longed for. That nobody who left that church, in the flock or outside of the flock, would have to say, "I could just as well have stayed home." All are welcome on a Sunday. We want all of you there. The seed of God's word is being planted, and the Holy Spirit is at work. The little flock can be led to feed more so on the Word of God, and they then can reach out with the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are those who can turn and think, "Well, there are some good reasons now that I couldn't do it a while ago. But this is a Sunday that I want to become a part of the little flock." They are awakened. They are different people in Jesus Christ. It doesn't always work in just in the church, in the church building. Remember the story that Jesus told, and we tell it so often? It's the story of the prodigal son. Remember that there was this younger son who wanted his share of the inheritance, and he was going to go and spend it, and the father pleaded with him not to go, but he went anyway. And when he had spent his money and he had nothing more to eat, he went to a farmer and said, "Will you hire me?" And the farmer says, "Well, I have no job for you, but you can go down and live with the pigs, and what they eat, you can eat." And so he went down to the pigs, and there they ate. And in the smell and dirt of that environment, the Bible says he came to himself. Look at what I'm doing here, and then I think of my father's servants back home and how they're being so well cared for. I will arise and go to my father. He is being turned around. That is known as a conversion. And he goes back home. And when the father sees him coming in a long distance away, he goes out and says, "Rejoice with me. My son who is dead is alive. Who is lost is found." And the son looked at his father and said, I'm not worthy to be called your child anymore, but may I be a hired man. And the father embraced him and said, you are my child. There is the forgiveness of sins. God's picture in Jesus Christ of receiving us into his kingdom. God's way of making us a part of the little flock that he has called his own. This is a great message of the scriptures. And we're thankful for it. I thought of it the other day when I read a little bit more on Chuck Colson, something I have read many a time. You remember, he was not a very good person. He had been connected up with some bad things in politics, and he had to go to prison. But before he went over and saw an old friend by the name of Tom Phillips. One night had gone to, as I understand it, a revival session of Billy Graham, and was converted. Now Chuck Colson was going to be the attorney for Mr. Phillips, and he wanted to go and talk with the man. And when Phillips was ready to talk with Colson, he prayed, Lord Jesus, how shall I handle this man? It must have been handled very well. For the seed was planted there, and from that, Colson became a Christian. As he was leaving Mr. Phillips' home, the wealthy man who was the head of Raytheon, chairman of its board, handed him a copy of Mere Christianity. And in the reading of this book, Colson's life was turned around. Colson became a part of the little flock, as had Mr. Phillips become a part of the little flock after his conversion. And the converted man was used by the Holy Spirit to convert another man, and out of that came prison fellowship. Oh, my friend, we need to ask ourselves the question, are we a part of the little flock that shares so freely with everybody what Jesus Christ and Christ alone can do in bringing you into the kingdom of heaven? Without him, you are lost. Can I make it any clearer? But with him, you are his forever. Amen.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is high beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best.
Father in heaven, we thank you for the churches to which we can go week after week. Churches where we can hear the gospel of Christ. We thank you for what has happened there, and that there have been many who have come to know you and are a part of the little flock, knowing the riches and all the good things that come from calling you their Savior. We also pray, Heavenly Father, that there may be in that kingdom, in that whole group that gathers together on a Sunday morning or whenever it might be, times when people are really converted, turn to Christ, and are not just willing to be an attender in the church, but one who wants to be a participant in the kingdom of God. This is our prayer today, Heavenly Father. Make us truly children of the little flock. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's program has helped fill you with the joy knowing that as you trust in Jesus as your Savior, your sins are forgiven, and that you are part of that little flock who someday will inherit the kingdom of God. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by the gifts of our listening audience. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of our ministry. Please consider a final gift to your favorite ministries as a part of your estate planning. We thank each of you for your gifts and prayers. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, call 277-0924. We are happy you chose to worship with us this day, and we pray that you'll join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, speaker on Christian Crusaders for the past 51 years. Christian Crusaders is now in its 77th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.